ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरून् दीनतारिणं। वाञ्छाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। आराध्यो भगवान् व्रजेशतनयस् तद्धाम वृन्दावनम्। रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधू वर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरः न परः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम
Hare Krishna. So today is the beginning of the most auspicious Purushottam Adhik Mas. I am told the Tithi actually started yesterday, but anyway we are celebrating it from today. So there is Purushottam, there is Adhik, and there is Mas. The word Mas means month. Adhik means extra. So this is an extra month that is inserted into the Vedic sidereal calendar to adjust for certain anomalies that creep in. Just a few words on shall we say, astrology or astronomy, will be helpful to understand why this extra month is required. We all know that there are constellations in the sky. There are 12 rashis, and these divide the sky equally from our point of view. And they rise about 4 minutes early every day, with every passing day. So exactly after 1 year, you will find the same constellation rising at a particular time in a given place. So even though the sky as a whole seems to be rotating like that from our perspective, with respect to each other, the constellations and the nakshatras, the rashis, they remain fixed. It is only the planets that appear to move within the background, with the background of the constellations. They all have their own paths or trajectories that they chart out in the zodiac, in the sky, as we see it from here on Earth. And particularly of importance is the trajectory of the moon and the sun. So they all have they both have their own paths, and they traverse through from one zodiac into another, from one constellation into another, approximately in a month. And by the time the moon or the sun comes back to a particular constellation, it is exactly 1 year. So that is how the year is computed. Now, because the moon and the sun, they have slightly different paths and speeds and trajectories, therefore, there is some difference in the time period that is taken for the sun and the moon to actually come back to the original spot where it was. In other words, the lunar year is slightly different from the solar year. According to the Surya Siddhanta and such scriptures, the lunar month or one lunation is approximately 29 and a half days. And if you multiply that by 12, which gives one lunar year, it comes to about 354 days and little more than that, maybe a quarter of a day more. So this is one lunar year, 354 and a quarter days. A solar year, the time that the sun takes to come back to the same point in the zodiac, however, is a little over 365 days. So we can see that there is a difference of approximately 11 days. Something in between 10 and 11 days. So this is a time lag. There is a time difference in the number of days between the lunar year and the solar year. We calculate the lunar year in terms of the tithis, the Ekadashi tithi, Purnima, and so on. These are according to the lunar calendar. So, Lord Vishnu himself appears in calendrical form to set our anomalies right in our astrological and astronomical calculations. So he appears as an extra month, approximately every 3 years. Actually, in 19 years, you have 7 such Adhik masses coming in. And every time when the time lag between the lunar year and the solar year exceeds one lunar month, or about 29 and a half days, then an extra lunar month is inserted into the calendar, into the Vedic sidereal calendar. And this happens approximately once in 3 years, because the difference is 10 or 11 days. So 3 years means about 29 to 30 days. So this is how this extra month is added in. And like, for example, now, it was from the day after Balaram Rasyatra from Pratipad, the Madhusudan month commenced. Yesterday was Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day. And from today, technically yesterday evening, but we can say for all practical purposes today, the Adhik Mass begins, but only half of Madhusudan Mass is over. So then Madhusudan Mass is suspended for 1 month. then you have the whole Adhik Mass that goes on for 1 month. And then again, the remaining half of the Madhusudan Mass continues after the Purushottam Mass is over. So this is how the Adhik Mass has been inserted halfway somewhere in between the Madhusudan month. So this is the necessity and the need for the Adhik Mass. This question often comes up in the minds of the devotees. What is this extra month? What is it meant for? Why is it actually there? So this is the reason for this extra month. And because it is an extra month that is inserted for the sake of convenience and practicality, so it doesn't have all these auspicious dates and appearance days and disappearance days and so many other days for festivals and so on. It doesn't have. It is just a blank month. Of course, the tithis are there because it is a lunar month that is inserted. So the Ekadashi is there and all the tithis, one by one, they are there. But otherwise, apart from this, there is no other special day. So because of this, most people in the world who followed this began to consider this month as inauspicious. As it is, most people in the world have a fruitive mentality towards life. They want to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Even most people who have some religious bent of mind are also fruitive in their approach towards religion, because they want to use religion as a means for sense gratification or for improving their material condition in life, whether on this planet or to go to the higher planets of this universe and so on. So for them, religion is meant for material progress in some way. So when they found that in this month there is no opportunity to do any religious fruitive activity that is going to give me some fruitive benefits, they said this month is useless. It is of no use. It is inauspicious. So the person who is fruitively inclined, even if he may be religious, quote unquote, his or her conception of what is auspicious is like this. Something is auspicious if it helps our material progress. And because this Adhik Mass is not helping our material progress, it is not giving us any opportunity for performing religious rituals which will further our material progress. So this month is inauspicious. That is their conception of auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. But as far as devotees are concerned, of course, the conception of auspiciousness is different. Anything that helps us progress in our Krishna consciousness is auspicious. But for materially minded, fruitively inclined people, they started considering this inauspicious and something to be rejected. They criticized it. They blasphemed it. They said there is no auspicious tithi in this month. So we do not care for this month. And so much so that this month came to be called as the Mala Mass. Mass means month, as I mentioned earlier. And mala means dirt or even stool. So this was considered the dirty month because there was no opportunity to do any activity for material progress. No fruitive worship or no karmakanda activity would yield any fruit in this month. So even those who are religiously inclined are mostly followers of the karmakanda process. So because their religious activities would not bear any fruit in this month, they became disturbed and called it as Mala Mass, the dirty month, the month to be rejected and to be criticized. However, as Vaishnavas, we understand this month is most auspicious. It's the best month of all, and we'll come to that shortly about why it is the best month, because of the connection to Purushottam or Krishna. Because Krishna has specially blessed this extra month, therefore it becomes supremely auspicious from the spiritual point of view. And the Vaishnava Acharyas therefore have commented that yes, this is Mala Mass, But here what the mala mass term means is that it removes all the mala or all the dirt or the contamination that has accumulated in our hearts from many, many lifetimes of committing sinful activity. So that is the Vaishnava purport to the term mala mass. In any case, before Krishna empowered this month to become supremely auspicious, the presiding deity of this month became very, very morose and very despondent. As you know, by the Supreme Lord's divine arrangement, everything in this world is going on in a very, very well orchestrated way. There is perfect management going on in this universe. And this management is not impersonal. There is always a personality attached to every aspect of the functioning of this universe. So similarly, there are personalities attached to every year who are in charge of that year. There are personalities attached to days, to nights, to directions, even to different months. So like that, there was a personality or a presiding deity who was in charge of this Adhik Mass. So this demigoddess who was in charge of the Adhik Mass, or the extra month, was very sad because she was being criticized so severely by all the people in this world, including the demigods. So in her great desperation and sorrow, she went all the way to Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. She saw Vishnu sitting on his singhasan, and she fell at his feet and began to cry piteously, shedding torrents of tears. Vishnu was moved by her plight, and he asked her, "So my dear goddess, what is the difficulty?" She began to cry and exclaim that, "I am the most miserable person in the whole creation. I have no hope for living. I want to give up this life, because everybody is rebuking me, criticizing me, blaspheming me. Everybody has rejected me. They consider me as being inauspicious, as being useless. And I am called Mala Mass, the dirty month. So I feel no reason to live. I am in extreme sorrow." And she began to again and again cry. And Lord Vishnu took pity on her, and he said, "Do not cry, my dear goddess. Once you have taken shelter at my lotus feet, there is no need for anyone to cry. So rest assured that all your miseries will come to an end now that you have taken shelter at my lotus feet." So she became a little pacified, but not completely. So Vishnu said, "All right, let us solve this problem completely. Let me take you to Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. He permanently, eternally resides there, surrounded by his eternal associates like the gopis and the gopas, herding the cows and so on. So let us go there. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in Goloka Vrindavan will certainly bless you and solve your problem and remove your miseries of life." So then, catching her by the hand, Lord Narayan took her from Vaikuntha all the way towards Goloka Vrindavan. And as they approached Goloka Vrindavan, they saw that it was extremely bright, so effulgent that the presiding deity of this extra month could not tolerate that glare. So she tried to cover her eyes. And Lord Vishnu, understanding this, placed her behind him so that the full glare of Goloka Vrindavan would not affect her. And then they entered Goloka Vrindavan. The doorkeepers, recognizing Lord Vishnu, welcomed him and with all respect escorted him along with the presiding deity of the extra month to Lord Krishna's presence. And this presiding deity of the extra month began to cry very piteously again. And Lord Vishnu introduced her as the presiding deity of the extra month. And Lord Krishna says, "Why is she crying? She has come to Goloka Vrindavan. There is no place for such crying in Goloka Vrindavan." So what is the reason? So Vishnu rose from his seat and stood with folded hands in front of Lord Krishna and explained that, my dear Lord Krishna, this lady is extremely, this goddess is extremely disturbed, distraught and grief-stricken at heart because people are criticizing her very severely and condemning her as being useless, inauspicious, stool-like and so on. So what is to be done? So Lord Krishna was extremely pleased. So he spoke to Lord Vishnu and said, my dear Lord Vishnu, you have done the most wonderful thing. And because of this act of bringing her to me in this way, you will also become most famous and well known. And then he looked at the presiding deity, the goddess of the Malamas, and out of great compassion, he began to speak to her. He said that, my dear goddess, please know for certain that now all auspiciousness will awaken in your life. There is nothing to fear now. And you will be accepted by everybody because I am personally accepting you. We will make this personal, this month, this Malamas month, so-called Malamas month, equal to me in every respect, in terms of fame, in terms of opulence, in terms of qualities, in terms of realization, in terms of the ability to give benedictions to devotees. You will be potent in every respect just like me. And I will bestow all my divine qualities to you. You will become non-different from me. When the presiding deity, the goddess, had come before Krishna, she had complained that because people are condemning me so much, I don't even have a name. I am nameless. So Krishna said, now, what to speak of being nameless, you will take my month, my name. My name, Purushottam, the supreme person, the best among all persons. So just as I am the best among all persons, I am the supreme person. So similarly, you will also be the best among all months. You will be the supreme month. You will be superior to all the other months like Magh, Vaishakh, Chaitra, even Kartik. There will be no other month that can even compare to you. And you will be all powerful. And when someone worships you, he or she will immediately destroy all sinful reactions. And in fact, that worshipper will become eligible to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. So one who observes your month in the material world will become the most gifted person, who will achieve the highest gift of entry directly into Goloka Vrindavan. Observing the worship of your month is the best austerity. Just like a farmer, he sows seeds on fertile land and reaps a bounty harvest. In the same way, one who observes the austerity of following, of worshipping your month, this Purushottam month, will also get the ultimate benefit of coming back to me in Goloka Vrindavan. But on the contrary, if anybody disregards you, if he or she blasphemes other people, they criticize you also, they become envious of other people and create enmity with others, if they are only engaged in sense gratification and do not do anything special in your month, then they are the most eligible candidates for hell. So Lord Krishna blessed the goddess in this way, and she was extremely happy. And that is how this month has acquired this great potency. Because Lord Krishna has personally endowed this strength or this potency to her. So therefore, activities performed here in this period are very, very special. These glories have been described in the Purushottam Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana. And there is a whole sequence of different stories within stories. But it so happened that when Lord Krishna went to the Pandavas who were living in exile in the forest, he narrated the glories of the Purushottam month in this way. As we all know, having been cheated by Dushasan and Duryodhan, Maharaj Yudhishthir lost everything. He lost his wealth, he lost his kingdom, even his good wife, who was very chaste, Draupadi Devi, was insulted very badly in the whole assembly. Dushasan attempted to disrobe her, but it was only because she took shelter of Krishna that she was protected by Lord Krishna. So, in great grief, the Pandavas departed for the forest. They were living there for some time. They had to endure many sufferings, many difficulties. And when they were here in Kamyakvan, Lord Krishna decided to visit them. When they saw Lord Krishna arrive, they were extremely happy. They welcomed him with sweet words, with great happiness, and worshipped him in many ways. When Lord Krishna saw the plight of the Pandavas, he became extremely sorrowful, and he became very angry at Duryodhan. And he became so angry that it seemed that he would destroy the whole universe. So the Pandavas, then they pacified him with many sweet prayers. They became very fearful seeing the anger of Lord Krishna. Somehow they pacified him with sweet prayers. And then Lord Krishna spoke. He calmed down and he spoke. He said, Arjuna, because of your friendship and devotion for me, you have won my heart. Now I will tell you the story of the auspicious Purushottam month. And then Lord Krishna narrated this story which I have just narrated. And he said, do you know, my dear devotees, that because when you were in the forest, you did not observe the Purushottam month, therefore you are suffering like this. So now the Purushottam month will come very shortly. So please make sure that you worship this Purushottam Adhik Mas. It is a month that is named after Lord Krishna, after me, he said Vrindavan Chandra. It is named after Krishna. And so please worship this month and all auspiciousness will come into your life. All miseries will be removed and you will be able to attain the perfection of life. And I will tell you one thing more. Draupadi Devi, your good wife, she had to undergo various kinds of humiliation and suffering because in her previous life, as a daughter of the sage Medhavi, she offended this most sacred Purushottam month. And then Lord Krishna began to narrate the events of the past life of Draupadi Devi. He said there was a rishi called Medhavi. He was a devotee and he was very austere by nature. His wife died when their daughter was very, very young and there was no other child. At some time, the father, Medhavi Rishi, also passed away from this world while chanting the name of Lord Hari. And this daughter was left all alone. She had grown to full bloom of youth. She was eligible for marriage. But somehow her father, even when he was living, had neglected this duty of the father to get the daughter married. And so as time passed on, she saw her other friends all getting married and having children. And she was feeling very sorrowful. And then when her father departed from this world, she was even more sorrowful because she had no one else. It happened that by the will of Providence, her father, Medhavi Rishi's friend, Durvasa Muni, came there. Seeing the pitiable condition of the daughter of his friend, Medhavi Rishi, he asked her what was the cause of her sorrow. So she said, my dear great sage, you can see past, present and future. You know everything. So you also know the reasons for my terrible condition. As you know, I was the only child of my parents. Neither my mother nor my father are living today. I have no brothers. I am not married. I have no husband. I have nobody to protect me and care for me. So I am completely alone in this world, and therefore I am extremely sorrowful and distraught with grief. Durvasa Muni felt sorry for her, and he said, "My dear young girl, I will tell you something that will remove all your miseries and give you the perfection of life. Very shortly, just in 3 months' time, the all auspicious Purushottam month will begin. This month is so auspicious that even the auspiciousness of all the months, other months put together, cannot even equal 1/16th of the auspiciousness of this month. One who performs worship of this month will destroy his or her sinful reactions completely and be eligible to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, to the abode of Lord Krishna. So please follow the austerity of worshipping this sacred Purushottam Adhik Mas month." So unfortunately, this young girl, she did not heed the advice of Durvasa Muni very carefully. On the contrary, she began to criticize the Purushottam month. And she said, "My dear Durvasa Muni, I can see that you are cheating me. You are declaring this Adhik Mas to be so supremely auspicious, but we call it Adhik Mas. It is a stool-like month. It is most inauspicious. It is criticized by everyone in society. One is not supposed to perform any auspicious act in this month. And you are telling me that it is the most auspicious month, so you are cheating me." So Durvasa Muni, as you know, is prone to anger very quickly. So he became angry like anything from within himself. But with great difficulty he controlled himself for two reasons. One is, she was the daughter of his friend. And secondly, being a young lady, she was in an extremely helpless condition, so he still felt sorry for her. So he said, "Because you are the friend of my daughter, I am not cursing you, I am not taking offense at the statements you have made about me. But the offense you have committed against Purushottam month, that I cannot ignore. And the results you will have to bear in the next life." And saying this much, Durvasa Muni left hurriedly to continue his worship of the Supreme Lord. Immediately after Durvasa Muni left, this young lady began to wither away. She lost all her auspiciousness. All her good features, all her good qualities were lost. She became very, very ugly and unseemly to look at. And then realizing what her terrible condition was, she began to worship Lord Shiva, who is Ashutosh, who becomes very easily pleased. For 9,000 years, the Puranas say, she performed very severe austerities to please Lord Shiva. Like, for example, sitting near the blazing fire under the noonday sun in the middle of summer, or sitting in freezing water in the midst of deep winter, and so on. She performed many, many austerities. Eventually, Lord Shiva appeared before her. He said, "I am very pleased with your austerities. What do you want from me? Ask for any benediction and I shall give it." And in great haste, this young lady replied, "Please give me a husband." Now in her eagerness to ask this, because she was all alone in this world and was looking for a husband, she repeated this 5 times. "Please give me a husband, please give me a husband," like that. She said it totally 5 times. So Lord Shiva replied, "Tathastu, so be it. You will have 5 husbands. She said, "What?" She became very sorrowful. She started crying. She said, "I don't want 5 husbands. I would be the object of ridicule. It was not proper. Please forgive me. Not, don't give me 5 husbands. Please retract your benediction." So Lord Shiva said, "What I have spoken must happen. I cannot take back my words. I can merely postpone it to the next life. So in the next life, you will have five husbands. And then Lord Shiva departed. In a helpless condition, this young lady did not know what to do. She went here and there. And eventually, by the will of Providence, she departed from this world. She left her body. Elsewhere, Maharaj Drupad, the virtuous and powerful king, had been performing a sacrifice to obtain good progeny. And she appeared as the daughter of King Drupada. And therefore she was known as Draupadi. And then Lord Krishna continued the narration. And he said that it is because Draupadi blasphemed the Purushottam month in the previous life. So therefore she got five husbands in this life. And also she had to undergo the insult, the humiliation and the suffering of the attempted disrobing in the full assembly hall at the hands of Dushasan. But now, if you all worship this Purushottam month, then you will be freed from all miseries. Draupadi was saved only because she took shelter of me. She called out for me helplessly and I came there and I saved her. Now all of you should also worship the Purushottam month, which will shortly arrive. And then you will attain the perfection of life. And so saying, Krishna departed. The Pandavas very carefully followed Lord Krishna's instructions about worshipping Purushottam month. And they regained their kingdom. And eventually they all went back to Godhead. So there are many more narrations in the Padma Puran connected with this Purushottam month. But time does not permit us to give all those other narrations. And perhaps neither is it so important at this time. But briefly, I would just like to mention a few of the vows that are to be followed, preferably in this Purushottam Adhik month. I also have a sheet of paper. Unfortunately, we could not get many copies. This list and more was compiled by His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami, so I am just taking a printout. I have only 25 copies, so we may distribute it, and you may please take extra copies if you wish. It is not a complete list, but just the most important points, which I have put over here. So to follow the Purushottam Vrata, which awards the greatest benediction of going back to Goloka Vrindavan, of attaining pure Krishna Prem, of attaining the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and which month is more auspicious than any other month, here are some of the things that we can do. One is to keep celibacy for 1 month, at least. If one can completely keep, it's the best. Of course, for brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprasthas, it is mandatory in any case, but especially in this 1 month. One can sleep on the floor, if possible. That can be easily done. On a light mat, if at all required. But it is good to sleep on the floor. Avoid sleeping on beds. Rise in the Brahma Muhurta time, which in any case we are expected to do on a daily basis. But nevertheless, in this month especially, Brahma Muhurta time begins approximately 1.5 hours before sunrise. And it ends about 1 hour before sunrise. So which means that anybody who comes for Mangal Arati every day is actually waking up at the Brahma Muhurta time. So we must continue to attend Mangal Arati. That means rising early in the morning, taking bath and coming to the Mangal Arati. And that is very good. For this whole month at least, we must try to be very strict about this. And one of the extra vows that we can keep in Purushottam month, which is not mentioned in Padma Puran, is that we can keep our mobile phone switched off in the class time. Otherwise, one attains a hellish destination. This is stated in the mobile Purana. That another vrata that we can perform is that we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a few extra rounds if possible. Say someone may chant 20 rounds, 24 rounds, 32 rounds, 64 rounds, and so on. And one should meditate on Radha Krishna's Roop, Guna Leela, and so on, hear pastimes about the Lord. Just a few words of caution here. When we resolve to do some extra austerities in this month or in any period, and especially in this month, we should keep the following things in mind. Firstly, we see that sometimes out of initial enthusiasm, we decide we are going to do so many things and we take a vow or we resolve. But as time goes on, in a few days, our enthusiasm wanes thin, it wears thin. And then we are not able to follow that so much. So that is not good. One of the rules of following Purushottam Vrata is that whatever you decide to do, you must do it for the whole month. Don't break it in the middle of the month somewhere. So therefore, the first word of caution is that we should not be over-ambitious in doing vratas. We should be realistic about how much we can do, and we should do accordingly and try to keep it for the whole month. If you decide you want to chant 64 rounds, make sure you can do that. Otherwise, better not to take a vow. Settle for some smaller number of rounds. The second word of caution is that we shouldn't take this as an excuse to avoid our services in the temple, thinking, I am following this vrata, I'm doing extra austerity, so I'm so weak, I can't do my seva. So we must continue with our regular seva and still do whatever austerities we can. The third word of caution is that we should not become proud that I'm doing these extra austerities and such devotee or other people are not doing it, so I'm better than them. So we should not think like that. So another vrata that we can do is to daily offer ghee lamp to Radha Krishna deities or to the picture. That we do in Kartik month. Of course, we do not have it as a regular practice in Adhik Mas like we do in Kartik. But perhaps personally in your own private quarters, in an ashram or house, you can do it if possible. There should be daily arati and parikrama of Tulasi Devi. So if you're attending the Mangal Arati, then you're doing that anyway. But we have to make sure that we will do it. We should do parikrama of the temple of Lord Krishna, of our temple, at least four times going around. The parikrama usually is four times for Lord Krishna. Daily offer Radha Krishna deities or picture, roses, lotus flowers, and 100,000 tulasi leaves. So if you can't offer 100,000, offer a few, whatever you can. One should bathe every day before sunrise in a holy place. So since we are all here in Vrindavan now, and since we all do this daily, it is good. But nevertheless, if somebody wishes to go to take bath in the Yamuna, that is extremely good, at least 3 days in this month if possible. And somehow we can keep some Yamuna jal, Radha Kunda jal with us and sprinkle a few drops in the early morning as a substitute if you are not able to go every day for taking bath in the Yamuna before sunrise. Then the next point is daily we should read Srimad Bhagavatam. We should attend the class every day. And we should also read Srimad Bhagavatam, the different pastimes of Vrindavan. And it is said that the acharyas have said that one must daily read the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, which are the prayers of Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna. Brahma recited these prayers after he was bewildered by Krishna's mystic potency in Vrindavan. So this 14th chapter, the Brahma Stuti, can be recited every day. Also, we can daily chant Sri Jagannathashtakam, Sri Chaura Graganya Purushashtakam, Sri Nanda Nandanashtakam, Sri Jai Radha Madhav and other Radha Krishna bhajans and prayers. And immediately after this, we will chant one of these prayers, the Chaura Graganya Purushashtakam. Chaura Graganya Purushashtakam. Then we should take a vow to remain peaceful and truthful throughout the month. We should not speak lies in this month. That doesn't mean that we are free to speak lies in other months of the year. But still, especially in this month, we should be careful not to speak lies. We should remain peaceful. We should be careful to not blaspheme any devotees, brahmanas, saints, cows, scriptures, or vratis, those who are following the vratas. And don't ask anyone for anything. I presume that means material things. If you want to ask for mercy, I think that's by all means acceptable. Try your best to please Radha Krishna by performing devotional austerities according to your abilities. Don't break your vow in the middle of the month. Eat on leaf plates sitting on the floor, not on a dining table. Sit on the floor, and leaf plate is optional. No cutting of hair or nails, Mahanati Maharaj says here, optional. No cooking in oil or rubbing of oil on your body. Diets. Best to eat once a day after sunset or noon, the following diets. The first option we have is only milk, dugdhahari. That's going to be hard for anyone if you want to live on 1 month on milk. Second option, only fruits. No milk, no vegetables, nothing else. Phalahari. It's also a little difficult. Third is no grains. That is what we call Anukalpa Prasad, what we take on Ekadashi generally. So you can take the Ekadashi Prasadam for the whole month. And number four is selected foods, all categories as per Chaturmasya standards. So these are some of the things that we can do. In other words, the principle is to reduce sense gratification, to increase austerities of the body, mind, and to increase our devotional service, to increase our focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani in particular. So, since one of the injunctions is that we should chant these holy bhajans, why not make a beginning today with this famous bhajan of Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur called Sri Chaura Graganya Purushashtakam. Chaura in Sanskrit means thief. Agraganya means the foremost. Purusha Ashtakam. Ashtakam means there are eight verses. Purusha, the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord who has appeared as the foremost thief. So, can somebody please distribute this a little quickly? You can keep this and share it. We don't have enough for everybody. Somebody at the back, please. Give it at the back. So please share one amongst two or three devotees. This bhajan is to be chanted in the Upajati meter. The Upajati meter, if I'm not mistaken, has 11 syllables, no? Per pada, per quarter, I think. Like we have Anushtup Chanda, which is the usual Bhagavad Gita meter. This is Upajati, like Karpanya Doshropahata Svabhavaha, that same meter. So we will sing it in a similar meter. So before we begin singing the bhajan, let us hear the translation so that we will appreciate the bhajan more. Very, very sweet words. Wonderfully ecstatic poem of Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur, the great Rasika Bhakta. I offer pranam to that foremost of thieves who is famous in Vraja as the butter thief and who steals the gopis' clothes and who, for those who take shelter of him, steals the sins which have accrued over many lifetimes. I offer pranam to the foremost of thieves who steals Srimati Radhika's heart, who steals the dark luster of a fresh rain cloud, and who steals all the sins and sufferings of those who take shelter of his feet. He turns his surrendered devotees into paupers and wandering homeless beggars. Aho, such a fearsome thief has never been seen or heard of in all the three worlds. Mere utterance of his name purges one of a mountain of sins. Such an astonishingly wonderful thief I have never seen or heard of anywhere. O thief, having stolen my wealth, my honor, my senses, and my very life, where can you run to? I have caught you with the rope of my devotion. You cut the terrible noose of Yamaraj, the lord of death. You sever the dreadful noose of material existence, and you slash everyone's material bondage, but you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees. O stealer of my everything, O thief, today I have imprisoned you in the miserable prison house of my heart, which is very fearful due to the darkness of my ignorance. And there, for a very long time, you will remain, receiving appropriate punishment for your crimes of thievery. O Krishna, thief of my everything, the noose of my devotion remaining forever tight, you will continue to reside in the prison house of my heart because I will not release you for millions of eons. Vraje prasiddham navanita chauram gopangananam chadukula chauram vraje Aneka janmarjita papa chauram chauragraganyam purusham namami Shri Radhikaya Hridayasya chauram navam budashyamalakanti chauram padashritanam cha samasta chauram chauragraganyam purusham namami akinchanikritya padashritam yah karoti bhikshum pathigehahinam Kena pyaho bhishana chaura idrig drishtah shrutova na jagatrayepi yadiya nama piharatya shesham Giri prasaran api paparashin Ascharya rupo nanu chaura idrik drishtah shrutova namaya kadapi Dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani pranam shahritva mama sarvam eva palaya se kut
पुत्र धृतोद्य चौर त्वं भक्ति दाम्नासि मया निरुद्धः छिनत्सि घोरं यमपाशबन्धं भिनत्सि भीमं भवपाशबन्धम् छिनत्सि सर्वस्य समस्तबन्धम् नैवात्मनो भक्तकृतं तु बन्धम् मन्मानसे तामसराशि घोरे कारागृहे दुःखमये निबद्धः लभस्व हे चौर हरे चिराय स्वचौर्य दोषोचितमेव दण्डम् कारागृहे वस सदा हृदये मदीये मद्भक्तिपाश दृढबन्धन निश्चलः सन् त्वां कृष्ण हे प्रलयकोटिशतान्तरेऽपि सर्वस्वचौरहृदयान्न हि मोचयामि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
श्री बिल्वा मंगल ठाकुर की जय। श्री पुरुषोत्तम अधिक मास की जय। महाराज, वुड यू लाइक टू ऑफर एनी कमेंट्स, एनीथिंग यू वुड लाइक टू ऐड? कैन वी गिव माइक? भक्ति विश्रम माधव महाराज इज ऑल्सो हियर, मे बी ही कैन वुड लाइक टू ऐड अ फ्यू वर्ड्स। फर्स्ट राधा रमन महाराज, प्लीज।
वन थिंग व्हाइल यू आर स्पीकिंग कम योर माइंड माय माइंड, the name appears like male, Purushottam and Mass also. While your presentation, he, she is approached Vishnu and she went to Golo. So this Purushottam appears that some should be male person. How come? This was coming in your mind, I don't know why.
Yes, the name Purushottam is male, but usually all the other months are female. They have this presiding deity is female. So somehow she has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna has kindly awarded his name. So the Padma Puran talks about the presiding deity being a lady. So it is a case of Krishna giving his name. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
A devotee in New York, he mentioned that he heard in Vrindavan that this was written by Bhava Mangala Thakur. So I wrote a letter to my godbrother Mukunda Datta Das, who's doing for the BBT Bhava Mangala Stava. I thought, if anybody will know, he'll know. So I asked, is it true this Taragraganya Purushastakam is written by Bhava Mangala? And he says, no. Mm. The conclusions are, you cannot, it is not ascribed to him. There are so many different writings and like that, but it is still not, the scholars have not confirmed that he has written this. So he said, we are unable to firmly decide that this one, and it's two, Chaurastakam also looks very similar. It looks like the same thing. But he said, no, Chaurastakam and Chauragraganya Purushastakam, the scholars have not have found the opinion that it can be ascribed to Bhava Mangala Thakur. It is still a gap. We don't know, but it is still nice. But we cannot say that it is attributed to him. That's what Mukunda Datta, and he's doing the book for the BBT, Bhava Mangala Stava. So if anybody in ISKCON would know, it would be him.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this scholarly point. There is some difference of opinion among scholars, or is not clearly established from a scholarly point of view that it is Bhava Mangala Thakur who has written this Sri Chauragraganya Purushastakam. It is commonly believed, but Maharaj just informed us that it is not so. Of course, Chaurashtakam was written by Shankaracharya, isn't it? That's what I heard. Yes. Chaurashtakam is Shankaracharya. But, of course, here the conclusions are so much more are nectarian that whoever the author, it is wonderful. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Maharaj, any comments you'd like to add? Anything to whatever I have said? Madhav Maharaj or Radha Raman Maharaj? Okay. After the question. Yes.
Maharaj, just like we offer ghee lamps in the month of Kartik to the deities, as you mentioned that we can offer ghee lamps here, means in this month. So, if the temple authority can allow management.
I was anticipating this where I spoke. I don't know. Well, we can discuss it and see. We can see, but it's a big job. Let us see. We can. Maybe you can bring your own key from somewhere or something. I don't know. If it's possible, it's fine, but I don't know. Yes. One last question. It's a little late, if it's a question or comment. Yes. The mic, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for this last class, Maharaj. Maharaj, as you mentioned, just in this month, there's no any incarnation of any Vaishnavas on God. But we heard just Lord Narsingdev, he is taking incarnation in this Purushottam mass because he is the Hiranyakashipu is taking so many vows from Brahmaji. I cannot kill this month or I cannot kill in this Rasi or Tithi. So Lord Narsingdev is take special incarnation in this Adhik Mash. Is this true?
I have heard like that, but I don't have an authoritative statement to make on that. Maybe some of our Maharajas here may like to comment on this point. Of course, we have Narsingha Chaturdashi on a specific tithi that we celebrate. But yes, I have heard somebody saying that Narsingdev appeared in Adhik Mash to circumvent the benedictions of Brahma. Yes, some comment?
We have to observe it in the common mass.
Yeah, then how does one decide the tithi on which the...
Adhik Mass also.
No, which particular month? How does one decide which month? That is... So anyway, this is something for the scholars to decide. As far as we are concerned, we celebrate fully on Narsingha Chaturdashi as it is in our Vaishnava calendar. And we also worship this Purushottam month now. Maharaj, anything? Yes. Maharaj, can you give the mic, please?
Since Chaturdasi every year, so if you stick to Avjari Adhik Mas, certainly it will be, we are celebrating after 3 years.
So we cannot celebrate Narsingha Chaturdashi every year if we consider that it happened in Adhik Mas period. Thank you, Maharaj. Purushottam Adhik Mas ki jai, Purushottam Adhik Mas vrat ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanande.